This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Nuggets fans are at Civic Center Park in Denver. They're waiting for the Nuggets themselves. The team bus is leading a parade from Union Station to Civic Center and a celebration of the Nuggets NBA championship. Cindy Gomez got there early in bright yellow pants and a new championship shirt.
We've been their fans forever, and they're just excellent players and beautiful people, and we love them.
The victory party and some street closures downtown could continue into the early afternoon. It's been nearly 3 years since the Grizzly Creek fire burned in Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports the burn scar is healing well, and that could lead to smoother travel along Interstate 70.
Every summer since the fire in 2020, state travel officials have had to shut down I-70 in the canyon due to flooding and mudslides. David Boyd with the White River National Forest says the burn scar is recovering well, but work is still needed.
So there's a few areas where we can get to this summer that we're going to put some mulching down, which will help that area recover.
Burn scars are particularly vulnerable to mudslides, but as vegetation returns to the scar, it's harder for debris to flow onto roads. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
The newspaper printing press will stop rolling in Pueblo this summer, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
More than 50 employees in the Pueblo Chieftain's printing and packaging operation will be laid off in mid-August. The paper reports its parent company, Gannett, says the closure is due to costly capital improvements needed at the facility. Printing will move to the Denver Post. The Pueblo News Guild Union issued a statement noting Gannett's downsizing of its holdings nationwide and expressing concern about the future of the 154-year-old paper. The press also prints dozens of other area publications. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.